We're having so much fun here with all the silliness and bringing you these stories of life and death, and in a grand scheme of things, we're kind of looking through all of human history in a way, in searching the meaning of life here on Bubbles in the Think Tank, in the silliest ways that we possibly can. And that's what we do here at WMFO in Medford. It's getting close to the midnight hour, which would be time for the radio obituaries, but there's so much more silliness that I've had for you, and I didn't really, you know, I've got a bunch of radio obituaries. I'm not sure how long they will be, so I guess right or left, slightly after the midnight hour, we will get to them, and if we finish up them, we can have time to come back to some silliness later on, perhaps, maybe. But we're going to leave the radio obituaries aside for just one moment, and also leave the stories of life and death aside for another moment, because there was a little something I did promise Belinda I would get to, being that she's out there in Cincinnati with her buddies Chandler Travis and January Ferry and all those good folks. So let's get to that, and then we'll move on to the radio obituaries here at WMFO in Medford.
Ring a bits.
Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
New York and Paris and London and Rome, yes, they all have their charms, I agree. But the people who call those places their own miss something. Just take it from me. The Louvre and the UN have beauty. They shine with a kind of a sheen. But far from the Ritz in Massachusetts is a place with the grace of a queen. There is a town around old Boston Bay, a place where time and life stand still. Just follow your nose and heart, and soon your feet will find themselves in Somerville. Thank you. The city center there is filled with streets. A sub shop graces every hill. You might think you're dreaming. Then again, you might not. Either way, you're still in Somerville. Come watch the buildings stand up proud and tall, while far below the pavement hugs the ground. Stoplights change their hue from red to green. Then they change back from green to red. A carnival of color right here in Somerville. Too bad that everyone. Where branches hang on every tree, where people go to work and then go home. So come to where the rain and snow fall from the sky, where day is light and night is dark and still. Come watch nature on display. It's always free of charge. Anyway, it is right here in Somerville. Somerville. Bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I love this crowd. Thank you. You're a very discerning audience.
Baby, listen to my song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. He's the best little poodle I've ever seen. And what I like about him, he keeps him clean. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle, I mean your little poodle dog. Your little poodle got long black shaggy hair. Look out the face like a teddy bear. But can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. Play with your poodle, I mean your little poodle dog. Get it now, baby, still look out. I like the way he twists his tail. I would find, but he ain't for sale. But let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah. So soft, so gentle and sweet. I would like to play with him each one day a week. Now can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
Well, clearly, Solo got a hold of the controls and programmed that last song. That song was for him, Solo the dog. He's officially decreed WMFO's mascot by GM, what was her name? Annie Ross, back in 2003. And Solo's still here with us, 16 years old, a dog that's 16 years old. He certainly has his health issues. He's a really old man, but he's still here and still loving life. And not worried about death, at least not yet. But it is time for death now here on the Radio Obituary. It's time for the weekly Radio Obituaries, where we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days. And the initial Radio Obituary tonight is for singer Robert Knight, who died on November 6th. The 72-year-old had suffered from a brief undisclosed illness. He was born Robert Peebles on April 24th, 1945. Knight made his debut in the early 60s with the group The Paramounts, but his biggest break came as a solo artist thanks to the 1967 hit Everlasting Love. His was the first version of that song ever recorded. He continued recording, but never achieved the same level of success with another single. After his music career ended, Knight worked as a lab technician and chemistry teacher at Vanderbilt University. Again, Robert Knight died on November 6th at 72. He is our initial radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Mm-hmm.
her.
Move on to our post-initial radio obituary. Before we move on to that, I should remind you, because I forgot to remind you earlier, that you should think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. I should also mention that the Radio Obituaries tonight. We don't have to necessarily thank Vince at whenthemusicsover.com because all the research for tonight's Radio Obituaries were done by yours truly without any help from Vince. So sorry, Vince, but that's the way it goes sometimes. I am not Belinda, so Belinda would thank you, but I'm not Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. So I'm not going to thank you because not isn't my name. Anyway, our post-initial Radio Obituary is for former professional baseball player Roy Halladay. He died on November 7th. The 40-year-old was piloting a small plane that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico. He is survived by his wife, Brady, and children, Ryan and Brandon. Doc, as he was known, pitched for the Toronto Blue Jays from 1998 to 2009 and the Philadelphia Phillies from 2009 to 2013. After his retirement from baseball, the two-time Cy Young Award winner became a pilot. And being he was involved with baseball for his professional life, of course, baseball is a sport with lots of statistics. He's number 96 on the greatest baseball player of all time. He's number 34 on the best starting pitcher of all time. And number 12 for the greatest curveball pitcher of all time. It is our post-initial Radio Obituary for Roy Halladay here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You got a diamond, you got nine men, got a hat and a bat, and that's not all. You got the bleachers, got them from spring till fall. You got a dog and a drink and the umpire's call. What do you want? Let's play ball. Is that a fly ball or is it a seagull coming in from the lake? Just to catch the game, it's the last inning. Our guys are winning. Dave's put down a smoker, a strike, and you got no doubt. What do you want? Let's play ball. It's a beautiful evening, fans, at the ballpark, and the game starts. Warm summer breezes, sun's going down, it's all dark at the ballpark. That's okay, it's a night game. Sox. Bring on the Brewers, the Rangers, and the Yankees too. We'll beat the Indians, we'll beat the Tigers, we'll beat the A's so bad, gonna make Billy blue. What do you want? Let's play ball.
A blue streak. They say he pitched for the Reds before he landed in jail. He was my father's oldest brother. He's my Uncle Dale. Mama said he's trouble. Daddy said he's kin. He opened up the door and he walked right in. He would holler through supper and he'd cry through grace. That summer our house a strange place. And I remember one evening he took me to the back lot, tossed me a ball and he said, show me what you got. But before you let her loose, boy, you better listen to me. Ain't nothing is forever,
matter what they say. And folks are quick to remember, slow to forgive. That ain't no way to play. Was your last. Don't do nobody any good to be wild and fast. Keep your head in the game, your eye on the ball. Know when to take and when to swing for the wall. You gotta be determined as a devil, selfless as a saint. Keep between the white lines and hit it where they ain't. If you play for the team, you won't ever stand. Remember in the end, you wanna be safe at home. Don't play for the glory, it's gone before you know it. Play for your heart, and don't be afraid to show it. Quick as he came, I never ever saw my Uncle Dale again. Since then I've heard a lot of preaching, but never have found half as much wisdom as his sermon on the mount. You gotta be determined as a devil, selfless as a saint. Keep between the white lines and hit away the stand alone. If you're smart and you're lucky, faithful and true. If you play by the rules but still steal a base or two. And if you play for the team, then you won't ever stand alone. And remember in the end, you wanna be safe.
and the season lost, and the tarpaulin was rolled upon the winter frost.
Our pre-penultimate radio obituary is for rapper Lil Peep, who died on November 15th at the age of 21. The suspected cause of death was an overdose of Xanax. The young rapper, born Gustav R., A-H-R was his last name, how would you pronounce that, R? Gustav R. grew up on Long Island. He quickly grew an underground following thanks to his string of self-released mixtapes. His debut album, Come Over When You're Sober, Part 1, was released in August of this year. The pre-penultimate radio obituary for rapper Lil Peep here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Can this be him? The one I have waited centuries to see. How strange. So far from his path that I barely see the promise of glory. Can this be him? This Hellboy.
Penultimate radio obituary is for actor John Hillerman. Best known for his role on Magnum P.I., he died on November 9th. He was 84 years old. Hillerman was born in Texas and took an interest in opera and theater at an early age. After he served in the United States Air Force, he moved to New York City to work with the American Theater Wing. He performed more than 100 leading roles on and off Broadway before making the switch to film in 1970. He had roles in several films, including Blazing Saddles, Up the Creek, and Chinatown. In 1980, he starred in Magnum P.I. along with Tom Selleck. He played British Army Sergeant Major Jonathan Quayle Higgins, Magnum's landlord. He starred in several other shows and guest starred in other popular programs at the time. He retired from acting in 1999. He died from undisclosed health problems, and he's our penultimate radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
You dropped your beads. One, please. Student?
Are you kidding?
Pain in the ass.
Blazing saddle, he wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws ruled the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way.
But we didn't give up then, and by gum, we're not gonna give up now.
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Olson Johnson is right.
What kind of people are we anyhow? I say we stay and fight it out.
Reverend, Dr. Samuel Johnson's right about Olson Johnson's being right. And I'm not giving up my ice cream parlor that I built with these two hands for nothing or nobody.
Howard Johnson is right.
Right. Thank you, man. Reverend.
Thank you.
ultimate radio obituary is for Edward Herman, the co-author with Noam Chomsky of Manufacturing Consent. He died on November 11th at age 92, and his work has never been more relevant. Manufacturing Consent was a kind of Bible of media criticism for a generation of dissident thinkers. The book described with great clarity how the system of private commercial media in America cooperates with state power to generate propaganda. Herman's work was difficult for many to understand because of the nature of American media, then and now. It seemed at best to be at arm's length from, say, the CIA or the State Department. Here is how the book put it, quote, "It is much more difficult to see a propaganda system at work where the media are private and formal censorship is absent," unquote. The basic thesis of Manufacturing Consent was that propaganda in America is generated through a few key idiosyncrasies of our mostly private system. One is that getting the whole population to buy into a narrative requires a sustained attention of the greater part of the commercial media for at least one or two news cycles. We don't censor the truth in America mostly. What we do instead is ignore it. Herman and Chomsky stress the concept of worthy and unworthy victims. In Manufacturing Consent, written during the Cold War, the idea was expressed thusly. One Polish priest murdered behind the Iron Curtain earned about 100 times as much coverage as priests shot in Latin America by American-backed dictatorships. The Polish priest was a worthy victim, the Latin American priests were unworthy. So Americans learned to be furious about atrocities committed in the Soviet client states, but blind to almost exactly similar crimes committed within our own hemisphere of influence. The really sad part about the Herman Chomsky thesis was that it didn't rely upon coercion or violence. Newspapers and TV channels portrayed the world in the American-centric way, not because they were forced to. Mostly they were just intellectually lazy and disinterested in the stated mission of the business, i.e. telling the truth. In fact, media outlets were simply vehicles for conveying ads and a consistent and untroubling view of the political universe was a prerequisite for selling cars, candy bars, detergents, etc. Upset people don't buy stuff. That, according to co-author of Manufacturing Consent, Edward Herman. He died on November 11th at age 92, and he's a penultimate radio obituary. I should add that for much of what I've just read to you came from an article that is in the current issue of Rolling Stone, and I'll post a link to that in Spinatron here when I get a chance and play this next song. I should also mention that I'm letting my political freak flag fly a little bit more than Belinda would, but I am not Belinda, and I intend to go in that direction from time to time. You may recall just about a year ago when I did this show just after the election of number 45 in the radio obituaries, I did a radio obituary for the death of America. Because that's the way we felt at that time. And this just goes along with that, but it is actually more of a timely and true radio obituary for Edward Herman, the ultimate radio obituary for this evening here on WMFO in Medford.
Private power. Private power, highly concentrated private power. Private power, private power, highly concentrated unaccountable private power. Private power, private power, highly concentrated unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Vast private power, nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Highly concentrated, vast, unaccountable private power. Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Concentrated, unaccountable, vast totalitarian system. Nobody has a word to say about it. And for the most part, nobody knows anything about it. Highly concentrated, vast, unaccountable private power. Vast totalitarian control. Vast, concentrated, totalitarian, unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Nobody knows anything about it. Vast move towards a kind of totalitarian system. This is a business-run society. Unaccountable business-run society. Unaccountable business-run society. And that's a level of totalitarian control that has very rarely been reached in the world, if ever. Vast move towards a kind of totalitarian system in which highly concentrated, unaccountable private power determines what goes on. Nobody has a word to say about it. For the most part, nobody knows anything about it. And this is expected to continue. Highly concentrated, vast move towards unaccountable private business-run society. Nobody has a word to say about it. Vast private power. And that's a level of highly concentrated, vast, unaccountable private power and totalitarian control that has very rarely been reached in the world, if ever. This is a vast, unaccountable totalitarian system. Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody has a word to say about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows anything about it. Nobody knows anything about it. This is a totalitarian system. And this is expected to continue. Private power determines what goes on. Private power determines what goes on. Private power determines what goes on. Private power determines what goes on.
Final Radio Obituary tonight is for local underground musician, videographer, and graphic artist Andy Barriff. He died on November 5th. He was a creative guitarist performing in bands in the Boston area such as Oracle and Wet Nap. He did video work for The Pretentious Fools and Urban Ambience. Andy was 57, and he died from lung cancer. And although taken from us too soon, he wouldn't want us to bemoan that fact, but rather remember his lust for life and enjoying everything he did and wanted to share that joy with others, be it jamming with other musicians, bike riding, shooting time-lapse video, or observing solstice in a pseudo-pagan way. We'll start off this personal post-ultimate and final radio obituary by hearing some of the bands that Andy played in. And then we'll close out with a video of my band, Urban Ambience, doing a live performance at Cambridge Community Television, CCTV, where Andy improvised video toaster effects. Now, I know this is radio, and you, the listener, can't see the dazzling talent on display, but as we get to that piece, I will try and post a YouTube link over on the Spinatron page. Spinatron did not let me post, copy and paste the link for the Edward Herman obituary that was in Rolling Stone. Thank you, Diane. I could turn your mic on. You can speak more closely to the mic, but that's okay. So, yeah, I'm discovering that I can't copy and paste links from my email into Spinatron. It won't let me do that. So I will try and actually type out all the little doodads in the YouTube link when we get to that point and try my best to make that happen. Otherwise, I can just post it on Facebook later on when I'm back in my home turf. But in the meantime, maybe I just post it over on the Bubbles and Think Tank page myself instead of trying to put it in the Spinatron. I hadn't thought about that, but I'll try that too. But I'm getting off track here. I digress. That's all part of the Bubbles in the Think Tank way of doing things. The ultimate radio obituary here for Andy Barriff. Rest in peace, dear friend. Here is his band, The Oracle, with their lovely marijuana anthem called Free Up the Herb here on WMFO in Medford.
And it's an effective treatment for glaucoma, but most of all, it makes me really peaceful and nonviolent.
4 out of 5 doctors.
I think all world leaders should smoke that.
Here you go, brother. Free up the herb.
Wow. Free up the herb.
Free up the herb.
Things and just smoking. I've been feeling down and beaten from the things that
Thank you all for your kind support in having me, not Belinda, entertain you guys this evening. Darling D did manage to get the link of the video up there on the YouTube, on the Facebook.